Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. All right, today we have an interview with Jennifer Morrison of Cracked Wheat. We interviewed her in front of Zawa Restaurant last year, and we finally get to play her interview. We'll also play whatever else that comes to mind, and events that are happening around town. So let's get your spacesuits on and your helmet, because we're going to start the show off with Interstellar Riders. They're playing live at Bimini's March 7th. That's a Friday night, 8 p.m. Check them out. We're going to play their song Astro Surf right here on CJSF.
Ignition system ready.
Stand by. 3, 2, 1.
We'll be right back. once so glorious place. The sun outside seems bleak and mean. The kiss goodbye a century. Celestial union has been me. Bouquets of flowers love
was Combine the Victorious, Danse Tous les Temps. If you love French music, we just did a French episode last week on the Wham Bam East Van Show. You could check out any of my past shows, but just by going to the CJSF website. All right, we also played the OGs of East Van, Garage Soul, The Van Rays, Lightning, and When We Rise by Able Collective. All three bands are playing at Redgate March 8th. Tickets are at Eventbrite, $20. All right, next we have Kaylee Fleming. I saw on TikTok that she posted that she's breaking up with social media. So she'll keep her accounts active, you know, just to post important stuff. But other than that, she's off the meta, she says. And maybe I think other people will be following suit. We're going to play her song Turning Test right here on CJSF.
Thank you.
And if you love chill vibes, we have a show dedicated to easy listening music. Jen LaFranc, Off the Tracks. Or On the Tracks. Is it on or off? I think it's on. Okay, here we go.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Betty Levitt, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hi, this is Adam Cullen, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
You are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on 90.1 FM or on the web at cjsf.ca.
Hi, this is Hillary Scott, and you're listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc.
Hey, you're listening. Should I say I'm Jan Orden?
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Tune in every Wednesday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. for On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
The clouds will blow away.
Beam, gleam and beam. that was Gleam and Beam by the Stone Poets. And right now, Sherelle and Mark are gleaming and beaming because they're on vacation down in Mexico enjoying the heat, while us Vancouverites are just recovering from the snow. But guess what? We can enjoy the sunshine too by following local bands like Mostly Marley. They just play the show at the Admiral Pub and they do the Vancouver circuit. So just be sure to follow and get some sunshine.
I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When the day is gray, the skies are filled with dread. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When you're feeling empty, you need be fed. I got the sunshine in my head. I ain't seen no sunshine for a long and lonely time. Everything is dark and gray now. All I have is in my mind. Sometimes things go down and it all seems bad. You can look within and your face will shine. Someone look at you, they're quite confused, cause it's worst of time. Still your face will shine. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When your day is gray, the skies are filled with dread. I got the sunshine in my head. Got to shine my light on and sing my happy song. My spirit keep on moving because the sunshine take me on. Nothing can stop me now, feeling like Superman.
Superman.
All I need, cause it's in my hand. Though the life goes on, though it seems quite bad, I got my sunshine song to keep me going strong.
Always be a time for crying. The world is filled with things to feel. Don't let nobody dash your home now. Let sunshine smile on you.
The sunshine in my head. When the skies are rainy and filled with dread, I got the sunshine in my head.
Got to shine my light on and sing my happy song. Spirit keep on moving, cause the sunshine take me home.
Nothing can stop me now, feeling like Superman.
Superman.
I am all I need, it's in my hands. You know that life goes on. Good seems quite bad. Got my sunshine song, keep me going strong. I got the sunshine in my head. I got the sunshine in my head. When the day is rainy and filled with dread, got the sunshine in my head. For a long and lonely time, for a long and lonely time, I ain't seen no sunshine for a long and lonely.
Thank you.
was Blue Skies Gray by The Starling Effect. You can check out their interview on the Wham Bam East Fan YouTube channel. All right, next, we have an interview with Jennifer Morrison after the break.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome, Jennifer, to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Jennifer Morrison. I'm the lead singer and songwriter for the band Cracked Wheat.
Awesome. All right, tell me about your bandmates.
I've known my drummer since I was a teenager. He was really good friends with one of my best friends, and we just kind of connected, and he's been one of the best drummers I've ever had, hands down. He's amazing at keeping time. And my bass player is actually my stepdad, which was amazing because I grew up with him, and he wasn't even really a musician for a long time. So he started as a guitar player uh-huh. in my band, and I needed a bass player one day. So I'm like, no, you need to play bass. And so he came up with me, played bass, and that's been it. So
he's now
my bass player.
Okay, and then you got a nickname, Buster Girl?
Busker Babe.
Busker Babe.
Yeah, I spent so much time busking that I just kind of took it on as a handle, as a way to... people kept trying to nickname me, and it was really challenging. So
nice.
I thought, well, I'll come up with my own nickname.
I love it. Okay, and any tips for people who are trying to bus? Because it is a scary thing.
It really is. You do need to have a bit of a thick skin, because not everybody's going to be a fan, and you do get some stuff. But mostly just stick at it and know that when you're on the street level, when you're busking, you're really connecting with people. So it gives you that chance to really connect with people that really, you know, are touched by things. And that impromptu, you know, last minute, like it's a surprise. So there's so many people that are having a hard time, and they see you and they need that little bit of lift. So that little bit of music just helps people's day so much. So it's those good things outweigh the bad. So it's worth going through any of the struggles.
All right, congratulations on your EP.
Thank you.
That's, yes, you had a little release party there. How did it go?
It went better than I could have even hoped for. It was so amazing. We had a great turnout. We had some amazing musicians. Amber Blaze came out and did a set, because she's actually on the EP.
No way.
She's one of the, you know, she did quite a few parts. She did guitar and mandolin and banjo and a whole bunch of stuff.
You pray to keep.
Originally, I was thinking of a name for a country cover band, and sort of that would do eclectic, kind of not necessarily all country songs. So that was sort of a great way, because a lot of good bands are named after food items, and with the name Cracked in it meant sort of you could kind of step outside of. And so when I was doing my original band, I already owned the name, I had it registered, so I thought that's a good name for an original band too. So I just held on to it and made it my own. And even though we're doing more folk rock, it allows me to step out of the box. So
yes. Okay, and then do you ever make anything? Do you cook with it?
I haven't yet, but we're going to be doing some stuff. We're all going to be eating cracked wheat cereal as part of our thing.
No way. So amazing.
We're going to go find a wheat field and
All right, and I see you got some merch on the table there.
We do. So far, it's mostly handmade. I've been making all my own merchandise as much as I can, but we've got some magnets, although I made the magnets too. We've got some EPs out, which are you know, available now, only $10. And mostly just jewelry that I've made. So.
Oh, you make the jewelry as well?
The jewelry by hand.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and I noticed that you went to visit my friend Rob Snowbeck at Madhouse Records.
I did.
Yes.
That was fantastic. So he's so far the only record shop in town that has REP in stock. So if you can't find us directly, you go to Madhouse Records and they've got some in stock.
Awesome. And you were playing some songs there. Maybe tell me about one of your songs.
The one we played there, or one I played there, was Jar of Reality, which is our title track.
Yes.
I wrote that. I was really inspired after reading The Tao of Pu, which is a book on Taoism, and through Winnie the Pooh. And it was so inspiring that by the time I put the book down, next thing you know, I'm jamming on some chords and the concepts came through. So it was just like the, you know, who, where, why, and was like the deep question. So the song is about sort of taking yourself for a walk and asking different animals or creatures and you know, some advice on how to live, and the animals are all like, don't worry about that, like just be.
Once went to visit a bumblebee.
said you don't know who you are.
I did live on the drive years and years ago, but awesome. That's been over a decade now. I loved the food, honestly. Mm. It was just, when I was here, it was a different restaurant every day, different food items. That was one of the best things. And the culture. There was so much music out here.
All right, well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming on the Wow Bam East Van Show. And Wow Bam!
East Van!
Change while time passes, people are meant to grow. Spiritual awakening is the path in which we can solve the secrets of our souls while the earth ages and evolves.
Thank you, Jennifer, for taking the time to participate in our interview in front of Zawa Restaurant on Commercial Drive. That song was called Smile For Me. And thank you all for tuning in and hanging out with me. We're going to end with China Syndrome, curated. They're playing March 21st at the Princeton Pub with Starling Effect and Moonfoil. Stay tuned for the next show, and we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Mehdi, signing out. Bye.
I think it might be time to say goodbye.